stock in a Cambridge pharmaceutical company is soaring due to expectations it may be the first company to bring a new type of drug to market. It's a class of drugs based on genetic research done partially years ago at the UMass Medical School in Worcester. The company, Alnylam, says it successfully tested a so-called RNAi drug that could treat a rare malfunction of the nervous system. For an explanation, we spoke with Luke Timmerman, who writes the biotech newsletter, The Timmerman Report.
It's the first time Alnylam has gone all the way through the three phases of clinical trials and shown that one of its RNAi drugs is both effective and safe.
RNAi. Luke, remind us how it works.
So this is a technology sometimes called gene silencing, in which companies like Alnylam make a molecule that is designed to interfere with the production of proteins, really before a fully formed disease-related protein even gets made. What's exciting is that you can sort of nip a disease in the bud. This is a real milestone for Alnylam because they've been working on this technology ever since the early 2000s, and they've had a rough journey at times. I spoke to the CEO, John Maraganore, before the news came out. He remembers when the excitement around RNAi was waning. This was around the time of the financial crisis, and investors were just a little nervous.
People ultimately, you know, don't have a lot of patience around what we do, but the reality is it takes a lot of time to do it. And as a board, you know, we never lost conviction, you know, in part because the science we were seeing was very encouraging and very promising.
So what is it that this Alnylam drug is supposed to do?
Alnylam's drug is for a genetic disease that affects maybe 10,000 people worldwide. These patients have a genetic abnormality that causes their bodies to make clumpy, misfolded proteins that accumulate over time and end up damaging nerves. And the idea is that if you can silence the problematic gene, you should be able to reduce the production of those clumpy proteins and the nerve damage that accumulates over time. We should always be careful until we see the full details presented at a medical meeting or at an FDA hearing. But Alnylam tested this experimental RNAi drug in a study of about 225 patients around the world, and those who took the drug saw improvements after about 18 months of follow-up.
Luke, you said there were about 10,000 people suffering from this rare condition worldwide. Not exactly a huge number when you're developing drugs for sale. So what's the potential beyond treating this one disease?
Well, this is why people are so excited, because Alnylam has other RNAi drug candidates in the works for other rare diseases, cholesterol lowering, and even hepatitis B infections. And this successful phase 3 clinical trial could be the one that finally delivers on the promise that RNAi could become an entirely new class of therapies.
So, Luke, in speaking with a company, what did they tell you about the potential cost of this drug to patients?
Well, they haven't set the price just yet, but John Maraganore says they've invested about $2 billion in this company, and they have a limited amount of time before the drug goes generic. Maraganore says that as they're moving forward, price and the value the drug brings are going to be major factors that the company considers.
We obviously have to reflect on these medicines providing significant value for patients, and the pricing for these medicines is going to be consistent with the value delivered. We're meeting with payers to basically understand how they think about a product like the ones that we're developing and how they think about, you know, reimbursement.
The phrase he used there that caught my ear just then was when he said these medicines are going to be consistent with the value delivered, which makes me think that even though he didn't specifically answer the question, it's going to be pretty expensive for patients.
Absolutely. It will likely be in the six digits. Part of that is because it's addressing a small group of patients and they don't have a lot of good options, and it makes a big difference in their lives.
Okay, Luke Timmerman, thanks a lot for speaking with us. Luke Timmerman, author of the biotech newsletter, The Timmerman Report, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.